Barbara Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Saudi Arabia Saturday to meet with King Salman and to hold talks with the Gulf Cooperation Council. Afterwards, he spoke with reporters about the upcoming Syria peace talks.
We are confident that with good initiative in the next day or so, those talks can get going, and that the U.N. representative, Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura, will be convening people in an appropriate manner for the proximity talks that will be the first meeting in Geneva to begin to lay down the process to try very hard to implement the Geneva communique.
Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir said his country is working with the United States to find ways to remove Syrian President Bashar al-Assad from power. He downplayed any change in U.S.-Iran relations after an agreement with world powers on Iran's nuclear program led them to lift sanctions on Iran. UN Security Council departed Africa on Saturday, considering its options to help quell political violence in Burundi. Council members had a disappointing meeting with President Pierre Nkurunziza on Friday, in which he showed no sign of softening his rejection of an African Union peacekeeping force or engaging in any substantive or inclusive dialogue with the opposition. Last month, the AU announced that it would deploy 5,000 members of its force to Burundi in response to election-related violence that has killed at least 439 people and caused 220,000 to flee the country. This is VOA News. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has expressed condolences to victims of the recent attack by Al-Shabaab militants on a Kenyan military installation in Somalia.
We owe our young soldiers a debt of gratitude, one we can scarcely begin to repay. But we shall honor them, and honor them we will.
Many of the families are still waiting for word about their loved ones since the government has not released official numbers, and many of the troops' whereabouts remain unknown. Several loved ones of the soldiers have said the government has not done enough to support them in their time of loss. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden told Turkey on Saturday that the United States recognizes that the Kurdistan Workers' Party is as much a threat to Ankara as Islamic State militants are, even as Washington supports Kurdish forces fighting the jihadists in Iraq. Mr. Biden spoke to reporters.
In terms of their actions, Daesh and PKK and al-Nusra, there's no substance. They're terrorist groups. They're simply terrorist groups.
Militants from the Kurdistan Workers' Party have battled against the Turkish government for the past 30 years, fighting for autonomy in southeastern Turkey's Kurdish majority. PKK has been actively fighting against the Islamic State militants in northern Iraq, aided there by U.S. air support. Vice President Biden was in Istanbul for meetings with Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu and President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Australia and Thailand are strengthening anti-terror cooperation amid fears of more attacks in the region by groups associated with the Islamic State supporters. Ron Corbin reporting now from Bangkok.
The move by Australia and Thailand to step up security cooperation comes during what Australia's Justice Minister Michael Keenan calls a deteriorating security situation.
We know we've got a big regional challenge. This is a menace that is stalking Indonesia. It's certainly stalking Australia. It's troubling Malaysia. It's troubling the Philippines. And no country in the region is immune from that. Definitely a challenge that we all share together. And that's why that cooperation is vitally important.
Panattan Mataniagorn, an advisor to the Thai Deputy Prime Minister Prawit Wongsawan, says a regional security cooperation structure came into place after the 2002 bombings on the Indonesian resort island of Bali that claimed 200 lives. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Iowa's Des Moines Register, the largest newspaper in the state that will cast the first votes for the U.S. presidential nominees on February 1st, has endorsed two candidates, Republican Marco Rubio and Democrat Hillary Clinton. After Iowa, New Hampshire will vote next, then a series of caucuses and primaries.
That's the latest world news from VOA.